Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's very short. Y'all are like, what the hell? That's not music.
What was that?
That's from Kill Bill. You know when she calls her out basically saying, I'm about to kick your ass.
Oh,
come out here.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I just wanted to jump right in this morning because I saw, like, juice, and I could not resist the juice. I couldn't.
Up. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Oh, God. This is the ultimate juice. Okay. And I have been away from my computer, as I told Snow, over the weekend. I didn't get to Twitch. I was trying to play Jack Smith. I couldn't see. I smelt at somebody's thing. It was messed up. They got killed in battle. I felt really bad. I had to... You should have seen this, the end. I forgot what it's called. What is it, the long pole they used to fight with the tip on it? It's not really a spear, but it's kind of like
lance?
A lance. Maybe, yes, that's exactly what it is. Man, this guy's lance was jacked up, and it was my fault. I couldn't see. I had some eye strain going on. It was all wiggly to the side, and he went to try to fight, and the monster smacked him down, and his lance broke, and I was like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. He got up and ran away. It was hilarious.
My bad.
But it's because I forgot what I made his weapon out of, steel or gold or something, but I left it on the heat too long, and then when I poured it all crazy, so it was running all outside of the, yeah. Y'all are like, what game is that? Jack Smith. Tell you, I'm addicted. But the juice was, I'm sorry, little virtual bull or whatever you were. The juice is Apple was hacked.
Apple?
Apple, yeah. Yeah, Apple was hacked.
What?
Yeah, they admitted just yesterday that it's actually just the developer side, which I'm still nervous about because I'm listed on their developer side. Ooh, I'm going to change my information. Okay, so their website for the developer side was breached by a, air quotes, intruder last Thursday, according to All Things D and the Huffington Post and a few other people. In a letter to developers that confirmed the breach, the company did not rule out that developers' names, mailing addresses, and email addresses could have been accessed. However, you customers out there, never fret. So my customer side is safe. Never fret. Your information is encrypted and was not affected.
Nice.
Okay, the developer.
That is nice right there.
Yeah, they keep it separate. Very nice. The dev side had been down for a few days. And, of course, some people were wondering, what the hell's going on? Apple did release a letter, and it is goes as follows. Last Thursday, an intruder attempted to secure personal information. They didn't do it in an English accent. I'm just doing it that way. Of our registered developers from our developer website. Sensitive personal information was encrypted and cannot be accessed. However, we have not been able to rule out the possibility that some developers' name, mailing addresses, and or email addresses may have been accessed. In the spirit of transparency, we want to inform you of this issue. We took the site down immediately on Thursday and have been working around the clock since then. In order to prevent a security threat like this from happening again, we're completely overhauling our developer systems, updating our server software, and rebuilding our entire database. We apologize for the amount of litter. Wait a minute, that's the same hospital. We apologize for the significant inconvenience that our downtime has caused you, and we expect to have the developer website up again soon. Well, those of you who have Apple products, be very, very careful. Well, not products, but if you write apps and things for the App Store, as soon as it's back up, change your passwords and all that good stuff just to be on the safe side. That kind of business. I'm happy that they decided to let everybody know, because I know some people have not been pleased, namely the people who made Jack Smith, because I'm still waiting for it to come to the phones. And the quicker y'all get it done, the quicker you get it done. I got to do some smelting.
This is how I would expect Apple to respond to something like this, only because they seem to be a very upstanding company when it comes to customer relations or even relations with their employees. Because
mm-hmm.
we've done stories on them before on their company, and they seem to be a very upstanding, ethical kind of company. So this is exactly how I would expect Apple to handle things. And the fact that they kept the customer's information separate and encrypted, I appreciate that. That's awesome. So a very good job, Apple.
We always talk about them. I don't have a problem with the way they treat their customers. They are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't. I just don't like some of the people in the Apple store. And I'm gonna say they're not bottom of the rung, but not far from it. Need to be more educated. Stop telling people they can't get a virus and they can't get hacked. This is obviously a case where you see it can happen.
I don't think that's Apple doing that anymore. I think that's just a widespread rumor, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is not true.
Which, like we see right now, it is not true. They can be hacked. You need to protect yourself. Make sure you keep antivirus even on your Mac. I believe there is an antivirus for an iPad now, for the iPad. If you can get it and scan it. And your iPods, anything that, you know, you can put antivirus on. I know iPods and the iPhones you can use. Lookout Mobile, there's Ice Cream, and there's actually Avast even has an antivirus that works on your iPad and your iPhone. So just be smart. Stop being stupid and thinking I'm elitist. I know some of you that own Apple products. That's the stigma that's attached to them is only the quote-unquote elitists want to own them. And again, this is more at you, not so much at Apple. Stop it. Mm-hmm. You can get a virus. Apple, I'm pretty sure, as Snow said, is not – I've never seen it in print saying you cannot get a virus. So some of you are believing something somebody crazy told you, and you're going to get in trouble because of it. We tend to shy away here because once your Apple is outdated, it's outdated. And I like to be able to take my things apart. Doesn't mean they don't make good stuff, but just means I want to be able to take my computer apart when it's it's not working properly.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing I don't like about Apple, because I love Apple. I love Macintosh computers. I love iPhones, iPads, all that other good stuff. Love them. Love my iPod. I cannot live without my iPod.
They're stable.
Absolutely. Yes, like, except when Apple makes an update that breaks something. That's the only thing that makes me angry. But other than that, dude, I totally just love it.
I haven't heard of their things breaking either. They're kind of on par with Nintendo about the quality of what they make,
yeah.
Which is amazing because we know Nintendo stuff, you got to be trying to break Nintendo.
You do.
Trying hard, as in I got a sledgehammer and I'm going to break it kind of trying. All right. Are you ready? Because if not, I'm ready for another.
Yes, absolutely, girl. I got me something. I wanted to – I actually have two that go together. Let me find the first one. Dude, where'd I put it? I've got too much stuff open. Here we go. Okay, so there is a conference coming up, GamerX, which is a conference for LGBT my fellow LGBT gamers.
Yes.
I am bi. But – it's actually a conference coming out specifically for them, but of course it's anybody can go. It's not going to be like, are you lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender? Then you're not allowed in. I mean, they're not going to be like that. So
no, you're not allowed in because you are. You're not allowed
exactly.
In. They're only allowing the straight people in this time. So.
It's all inclusive. So I have two that goes together. The first one's not bad. It's talking about. They basically came up with a logo. So here we go. Gamer Connect announced a collaboration with Logo TV, the largest LGBT cable television network in the country, for Gamer X, the first ever all-inclusive gaming convention focused on LGBT gaming culture. The event is set to take place August 1st through the 3rd in San Francisco.
Woohoo!
Logo is in over 52 million homes across the United States and is complemented by a number of online properties, including LogoTV.com, NewNowNext.com, AfterEllen.com, TheBacklot.com, and DownLink.com. Logo is a wholly owned subsidiary of Viacom. Here is a quote for you from Matt Kahn, who is the founder of Gamer Connect. He says, I think that having an organization as powerful as Logo TV back our convention on
it's Logo that's backing them?
Yes.
Holy crap. I'm sorry, I wasn't connecting it to because you know what I was thinking while you were reading it. It would be nice if Logo would support them. And then when you said it, I was like, oh, what am I?
Yes, Logo TV is actually supporting them. So this is awesome. This is like super good news.
Very nice.
All right, here we go again. I think that having an organization as powerful as Logo TV back our convention on our very first year shows the world what we already knew, that queer geeks are a huge market that deserve first-rate content. Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another quote from Casey Brown, who is the Director of Business and Development and co-founder of Gamer Connect. She says, As much as personal experiences can help drive change and awareness, media's recent portrayals of queer geeks and gamers has driven awareness to equality and anti-bullying within the gaming community to an all-time high. Rock on. We are so happy to work with the reach of Logo TV and their media platforms to help inform and make positive change. We look forward to building a long-lasting relationship between their network and Gamer Connect. Logo TV will be at Gamer X, participating as a partner, media host, and a sponsor to some degree. Logo TV will sponsor a VIP party featuring RuPaul's Drag Race. That is awesome!
Oh my God, I love
that.
Now.
Oh my God!
Y'all know here we love us some drag queens like nobody's business.
Oh,
oh my God,
I love them. RuPaul is beautiful.
Will he be there? Is what I want to know. I want to see him.
Yes. I don't know if RuPaul will be in drag or not, or even if she'll be there. So I really hope she is, but that's going to be awesome.
It don't really matter. I'm walking up with a whole bunch of makeup and a wig and be like, Ru, handle it. I've been waiting for this.
Oh, no. There's an alumni, Pandora Box. I actually saw her. She's really good.
We talked about Pandora Box, remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about her because she was actually a gamer. Pandora Box, who is an alumni of RuPaul's Drag Race, will be there, and she'll be conducting interviews with LGBT and gaming celebrities at the event. The coverage will span Logo's various platforms on the internet and on television. That is awesome. I am so proud of you guys. I wish you nothing but the best. If I could, I would so be there. I'm not even joking. Dude, I would... I'd be all up in that.
When is the event?
The event says through August 1st through 3rd in San Francisco, but on the logo that I'm looking at, it says August 3rd through 4th, so I'm not really sure of the days. But so we'll just say between August 1st and 4th, that's when it's going
to
happen.
It might be a little difficult to make, but I would love to be there.
Dude,
man.
I would adore that. I would be in, like, heaven. It would be just amazing. I would love it. So kudos to you guys, but there's one more thing that I want to go over. This is not so good news. Of course, who is going to want to protest this? Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
All right. This is actually an original story and an update that I got off of Game Politics, so just kind of bear with me. The original story is as follows. While it's no big surprise that the Westboro Baptist Church has renewed its promise to protest the Gamer X, the first ever LGBT-friendly gaming event set to take place in San Francisco in early August. As detailed by the Huffington Post, a little under a year ago, the WBC vowed at the time that it would rally its forces to protest the event vigorously. The Westboro Baptist Church is equally reviled by pro-LGBT organizations, church groups, politicians, bikers, and even those who oppose marriage equality. Most have no problem calling them a hate group, and it's not hard to understand why. WBC's protest targets also include funerals of soldiers who died in combat, celebrities, and members of the LGBT community. Today, in a tweet from the group's official Twitter feed, warning contains some offensive language, which I will edit out because I'm going to read it for you. They antagonized GamerX organizers Gamer Connect with a renewed threat of protest and some official anti-game slogans. So, this was a tweet. Is Westboro still coming? Is still planning to come to GamerX? This was a tweet from Gamer Connect to them, and they said, "Yeah, you promised us our own area," and then tweeted some really horrible, you know, the signs they hold up. This is a very long story. I'm not going to go over the whole thing, but basically, let me just give you some highlights. Casey Brown, who, as we said before, was really involved with the Gamer Connect, she says, our first priority is safety. We'll do everything to ensure the safety of our attendees. Please do, because they are so not nice. If they seek to target anyone specific, it will be Matt or myself, which is probably true. This is just a really – I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a very long story. I'll give you the update, however. The update for this is Richard Ferraro, Vice President of Communications for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, was kind enough to offer his opinion on the WPC's planned protest of Gamer X. He also confirmed that members of his organization plan on attending the event. He says, Westboro mainly hunts for prime media opportunities to exploit, so it's clear the Gamer X organizers have successfully created a popular, buzzworthy event where their attendees will no doubt overshadow Westboro's violent and shameful messages. Nice. Basically, yeah, Westboro Baptist Church, they're leeches. They go for the highest publicity, the what they think will cause the most scandal to get their message out there. Dude, your message is hate. And I'd say 95% of the world cannot stand you. So whatever your message you're trying to preach, you are doing nothing but hurting yourself by coming to funerals and coming to, you know, displays of solidarity such as Gamer X. This is just ridiculous. Seriously, go home.
You know what? I wonder, and I'm not sure on the laws, what are the laws on driving by them with a vat of warm honey and then throwing it on them and then driving by right behind it with some bees?
I don't know, but that's a very good question.
No, we can't do that because that's bodily harm. What?
You know, we could probably figure out a way to harm them where it hurts. Basically, their publicity, that would really hurt them. I honestly think if people just ignored them, they would go away. They'd be like, oh, well,
I don't think
no
they're
fun
the,
anymore.
I don't think they're the types. I think that if you tried to ignore them, they would only try harder and it would get ugly and violent.
Oh, that's probably
that
true.
Because
yeah.
That's just the way people like that are. I think they would try to, you know, do what they could to get. And you can't really ignore them because they're old. Well, if they have a certain area they can protest in, I guess you could. They could route traffic away from that area or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave that alone. That's not our lane.
I want to end it on a good note, though. Gamer X. Again, in San Francisco, we approximately August 1st to the 4th. The days are kind of iffy from what I've been seeing, but good luck to you guys. I know it's going to be great. I would love to be there. I would so be all up in Pandora's face, be like, what's up, girl? You got some beauty tips for me?
I just want Rue, and that's pretty much it. And this would be the picture to end all pictures for me because I would sit in Rue's lap while she put eyelashes on me. Rue?
Yes. Yes.
Put the eyelashes on me. I want to be pretty like you, Rue.
Give me some beauty tips for real. Because that girl is, she looks, have you seen her? I mean,
who's Pandora or Rue?
I'm talking about Rue. The older she gets, the more beautiful she is, I swear. It's annoying.
I'm going to need some help because, you know, I'm not good with the makeup, so I'm trying to. Did you see how I was playing around over the weekend?
I did, girl. You look good. I meant to tell you that, but I wanted to tell you, like, in person. Well, not in person, obviously, because we can't see each other. But
the voice.
Yes. You look great. I was so proud of you. I was like, oh, look at my girl. She looks so pretty.
That's my brother's girlfriend that gave me that pretty makeup. You heard me tell you about the makeup. That's the good stuff right there. That's the difference.
Need to get back on track. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. See, that's how was your girl's talk. We go from gaming to makeup to shoes to gaming. Okay, now we're going to go to porn because I have to share with our UK people. I'm so sorry to hear this for you all. I'm really sorry. Porn is... Let me back it up. UK Prime Minister David Cameron announced today that starting later this year, you're not even going to get time, UK ISPs will block porn by default. So if you want to be able to view porn, you will have to explicitly tell your ISP that you want to watch porn. The calls, yes, hello, I would like to view...
BustyBeauties.com. I don't know if that's a real website, y'all. I made that up.
Wait a minute. Let me use Supernatural. BustyAsianBeauties.com.
There you go.
Yes, let me go ahead and enable that for you. Yeah. Okay, so...
Can you imagine the awkward conversations?
Well, they're not as sexually repressed as we are here, but still, that's an awkward conversation. You have to tell somebody what you want to... Oh, man. And I used to do this for a living, so it is difficult to have to say it to people when they're calling you, but to have to call somebody else and tell them, man. Okay, so anyway, Cameron's justification for the move is not particularly novel. According to VentureBeat, porn, he says, is a big danger to children, not just because of child pornography, but also because of the danger of the exposure that it poses to the developing minds of young ones. According to Cameron, the UK has failed to address the issue from both sides. Alongside the new ISP measures, Cameron also announced that the UK will completely outlaw possession of extreme pornography, which includes scenes of simulated rape. For Cameron, the measures are part of a larger view. Lawmakers should police porn online in the same way they police porn offline. I kind of agree and disagree there.
I'm kind of hedging. I don't know whether to be upset about it or be like, good job, guys.
Yeah, I'm on the fence about that one because what a consenting adult does with their time is their own business,
exactly.
On and off.
As long as they're safe about it and everyone agrees.
Yeah, consenting.
Yeah.
Says people feel they are being told the following. An unruly, unruled internet is just a fact of modern life. Any fallout from it is just collateral damage. You can easily legislate what happens on the internet as you can legislate the tides. And this is what he wrote in his prepared remarks. Cameron also called on search engines like Google and Bing to go further in their responses to child porn, which he says they have a responsibility to help curtail. I agree with you there. He says, I have a very clear message for Google, Bing, Yahoo, and the rest. You have a duty to act on this, and it is a moral duty. It is if there are technical obstacles to acting on search engines, don't just stand by and say nothing can be done. Use your great brains to help overcome them. I can agree with you there, but I don't agree with you trying to – are you blocking the porn that way? There's got to be a way to do that a little differently as
okay,
opposed
well, here's,
to blocking by default.
Here's what I – here's my opinion on the matter, okay? I can understand why they want to do it. I'm trying to look at it from an objective standpoint instead of from, oh, they're blocking my stuff. I'm trying to look at it from an objective standpoint. I can understand how they're doing it. As a former educator, yes, porn can be detrimental to a child's development because it exposes them to things that they are not ready to see yet, that they are not emotionally equipped to handle. It
no,
kind of
wait a minute.
Skews
no,
their...
are you switching?
Yes. Yes.
Why is it showing me you offline? That's weird.
I don't know. I'm twitching. I think I'm streaming. Yeah, dude, I'm streaming. We're good to go.
All right. I'm sorry. Continue.
That's all right. That's all right. Dude, it is showing me as offline. What?
Yeah,
I'm streaming.
Because Horace was saying, let's let it roll. I was like, that's odd. How come I can see him, but no, no woman, get
there. Hold on. Okay. Oops. Try it. I kind of messed with it a little bit. Let's see if it works.
Okay.
It is kind of strange. I messed with one of the settings. Hopefully it's fixed now.
There we go.
But anyway, is it working?
Yep, now you're back on live.
Okay. That was weird. I think one of my settings got wonky for somehow. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes. As a former educator, I can tell you yes, it just changed on my screen. I can tell you that sometimes...
Hello? Wait.
Did you?
What happened?
Whoa!
You're
I
on.
I can hear us. Hold on.
Oh, that's because you have it open on the site. You have it open to the site page. Go ahead and click mute.
Yeah,
you're good.
I did. I turned it off on the site page. Okay. That was strange. All right. Sorry, guys. One of my settings in OBS got wonky, but we are twitching now. Just so you know. So if you want to hop over there. Anyway, yes. So, porn can be detrimental to a child's development because it skews their view on things. It exposes them to things they are not emotionally able to handle. They are not mature enough to handle this particular subject content. So, yes, I can kind of see why they would want to block it, but then again, the internet is full of adult things, not just porn. So it's kind of weird for you to pick this one particular thing out and block it because it's also got violence on there. It's got a lot of adult content on there.
Here's what I'm wondering is how he's going to block this because if Google and Bing and Yahoo are not actually the people helping you do this, how are you going to keep kids from getting to sites? Because as we know, there's sites where kids will type in the word Barbie and it'll pull up an adult website. So the thing that they're telling you when they say it's not possible right now, it really is not possible. There's going to have to be some more organizations put into place, ironically. You may be going to have to give porn websites their own dot whatever. Maybe it's dot adult or dot porn or something like that so that they can be separated from the rest. And then you can say, okay, anything that has this dot adult after it, we can block. Or you know, because right now there's no way to tell. You know, you could type in Pikachu and come
there's
up
really
with 15
not.
Porn sites. Disney will pull up porn sites. Pretty much anything you type in has a porn site attached to it. So I don't know how he's planning on blocking this. I see a possible impending disaster there, Mr. Prime Minister. I don't know how you're going
to
do this.
I do too. Unless he plans on making jobs to where if a certain number of people's job, all they do is look for porn sites. Seriously.
I don't know.
To me, I think it should be up to each specific household of what they block.
Yeah, he can send
that
out.
Because that is the only way, and I guess he could say something like, if it's found that you have young children in the house and that the children have access or ready access to porn websites, then, you know, you could be facing charges and they could try it that way. But still, it's kind of wonky because how are you going to tell? Again, because like you said, anything you type in, literally anything, if there is a word for it, it has porn attached to it. That's just how it is. That's just how it is.
Word.
Don't even know. Word. Word.
All right. It's your turn, but I want to do another one here real quick because, okay, last week we were calling out the Steam sales to you lovely folks, and some of you were all excited, but there's a little bit of dissension going on in the gaming community, the developers and things, about the Steam sale. Okay, so the Steam sale last week, you were in it to win it. Some of you were spending up a ton of cash, and it ended yesterday, or actually today. Today? Is today the last day? I'll check in a minute. We couldn't get to the site after a while anyway.
Right.
Okay, so this year...
Yeah, I gave up after a while. I was like, whatever.
Now, this year's the sales, what is going on with my throat? Come on, let me talk. Has been boosted even further by the arrival of Steam trading cards, and this is GI International is calling a finely honed slice of consumer psychology, which encourages you to expand your libraries even further in order to build your card collection. So your card collection gets you some discounts on stuff and entries into trips and things like that. Now, the whole issue is people are saying that it's devaluing games. They've been saying that, and they're pissy about it. This is even when console digital stores carry out sales, they rarely manage to discount their games below the level of equivalent physical products on Amazon or in retail stores. So keep in mind, you're like, what do they mean? Meaning, you know, you buy Mass Effect in the store, and probably the cheapest you'll see it, even at used, is $29.99. Well, on Steam, it was like $8 or something like that over the weekend, or $19. You know what? I on one hand, we used to have this argument all the time in the night show. We probably will again once we get Blaster back off his extended vacay. But I might actually come down on his side on this one. One thing I have never liked about digital sales is that it should be discounted. You don't have to pay for a disc to send me. There's no shipping costs involved. There's no production costs at all. You just upload it to your server, and I downloaded it. So it should be cheaper than me going to the store. I've always thought that. I have been mad at EA about this for the longest. If I buy, there's no incentive for people to buy digital copies, and that's what Steam plays upon. This is the incentive. I can go to the store. I've spent X amount of dollars in gas, and then I got to pay for the game when I get there, and I got to have something to eat when I come home because gamers got to eat. When I play, I need a sandwich in one hand, controller in the other. Got to work it out. So if you're gonna say here, buy it offline, then the trade-off should be I'm no longer spending as much on gas, and you're not spending it either. You don't have to pay UPS and, you know, oh, man, GameStop doesn't have to pay. They don't want their little fee for stocking it. It's just it should be cheaper. I'm sorry. It should at least be $10 cheaper to buy it digitally right now. As it were, you all are charging us the same amount. I don't agree with that. So I say kudos to Steam for doing it. It may have been a little cheap.
A little cheap? Girl, there were games for like $2.
Now, here's a whole bunch of articles floating around about this, but here's a quote that stands out to me, of course, and then I'm gonna hand a baton back to Snow. It says, some of you out there, you buy a book for $1 in a secondhand sale, or you borrow it from a friend, and then you love it so much that you seek out more books in the series by that same author. And I think that's what they're saying. The same thing is happening here. I never played the original Mass Effect. But if I had a little extra cash, I probably would have picked it up because I think that one was even $4. And if it was good, I'm going to get the rest of them. Oh, my God, I'm so going to get the rest of them. I want to see what happens. So I like what they're doing. You get to try it out. I like that Steam is also – and this is where that we have to now give we're going to have this argument with Blaster again, but it's going to change, of course, is that you can now trade games. Did you know you could do that on Steam now, Snow?
No, dude, yeah. That's awesome. Seriously, because I got some games I don't even play. I'd be like, dude, you give me that, I'll give you this.
Yeah, you can trade. You can sell them to people now. Digital copies, people. Digital copies. So now if I have a copy of L.A. Noire, I'm debating whether or not I want to spend time playing it. But if I don't, I can actually loan it to you now, Snow, for you to play for a little while. Then you decide if you like it. This is brilliant. Don't be mad at Steam. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
with your hard copies.
Yeah.
What are you mad about? Now, I have games. I've loaned them to people. They've given them back. What are you so mad about? Chill out, people.
They're mad
because
they
just because it's digital doesn't mean that, right? Just because it's digital does not change a dang thing. I don't understand.
Oh, my goodness. Go on, get it.
Peeps are just crazy. All right, I got one.
Go ahead. Here we go.
So we know that gamers are the ones who actually helped to map the human genome, right? Everybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I think they mapped the human genome, wasn't it? Wasn't that what we helped with? Or no, did we find a cure or something?
We did, I think it was cancer, and we did the human genome.
Yes. So gamers are awesome. When you put the gaming community to a certain task, we are all over it. We love a challenge. That's what gamers do. We love challenges. So apparently the Cancer Research UK hires Gorilla T for a gene game. Let me explain what's going on. You ready? Let's go. Let me explain. Come on, peeps. UK-based charity Cancer Research UK has hired Dundee, which is a Scotland-based game developer, Gorilla T, to build its first mobile phone game designed to help pinpoint new genetic causes of cancer and accelerate potential new cures. This is going to be fun right here. Cancer Research UK scientists will work closely with Gorilla T to develop a game. The working title is Gene Game. That will allow anyone with a smartphone to help analyze gene data. We assume that the game will be fun in some way to encourage more engagement. The game will launch in the UK later this year. Dundee-based Gorilla T was chosen by Cancer Research UK with help from games expert Channel 4's Games Commissioner Colin McDonald. The charity says that it chose the studio because it most closely fulfilled the brief to develop a game format that is both fun to play, but simultaneously feeds highly accurate analysis of variations in gene data to Cancer Research UK scientists. Gorilla T will also consolidate the data, expertise, and formats generated at Cancer Research's UK's Game Jam event in March 2013. The event brought together the charity's scientists with over 50 computer programmers, gamers, graphic designers, and other specialists from Amazon Web Services, Facebook, Google, and game technology academics from City University, London, and Omnisoft. Gene Game is the charity's second project designed to take advantage of the public to help analyze these huge amounts of data. The first initiative, Cell Slider, launched in October 2012 and allows the public to classify archived breast cancer samples. This is amazing. You guys have no idea how excited I am. I mean, this is absolutely fabulous. I am
a little choked up.
I am. This is just like amazing. This is what I want to do. I love microbiology. I love genetics. That's like my niche right there. I love it.
I'm
so excited.
I
want to play this game. Do you love what?
You know, I love digital DNA. You know how I love to play with the Sims.
I know.
That's a game in and of itself for me. I need to see the traits of characteristics. You know where they mess that up though? Let me tell you where they mess up with that. With the Sims.
What?
Is that the kids don't automatically inherit their parents' traits. Like some of the things that they have. I would love that.
That's true.
I would like for, you know, if my Sim is slovenly, that maybe the kid ends up being slovenly. I love playing with it so I can see what's gonna happen. Not just that they look like their parents, but some of their physical traits, some of their mannerisms, little crazy things they do. If they got an insane parent, I want the kid to inherit that. An extra gene.
It kind of depends because that's not really genetics. That's more like environment. That's more learned mannerisms. Genetics has to do with your physical makeup and stuff like being slovenly or insanity might be genetic depending on how you look at it.
I disagree.
Depending on that, it could just be environmental.
I disagree. Remember, Baby Natrix is a prime example. She never met her grandmother yet. A lot of her hand mannerisms, the way she speaks and does things, she's exactly like her grandmother. I believe some of it's genetic, just a tiny bit. Anyway,
there might be again. The human genome may be mapped, but we don't know what everything does on it. So
true. Oh, see, that's some geek speak for y'all. Y'all didn't.
But I'm super excited.
Excited.
We're totally
excited.
Let me go ahead and say, if you guys want to send me a beta of that, I will, dude. You have no idea.
Send me a link.
I would love to play that.
send me a link.
Yes.
I'll jump in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
I will totally be all over that. For
I have
real.
To drink something because I'm trying to breathe and stuff. All right. So
why do you need to breathe? Go ahead.
Because I am not an aquatic creature. I need to breathe.
True.
Although I was watching some stuff or listening to some stuff on TV about mermaids. Y'all know I'm afraid of mermaids, right? If there are mermaids, I'm leaving this planet. I will move to the moon. I'm not even playing.
Are you? Why are you afraid of mermaids?
I don't know. I have some childhood traumatic memory that I cannot quite grasp. It has to do with mermaids. And I don't care about Ariel and her little cute red hair. I will stab that. Yeah. Anyway.
Update on the Steam sale. It actually ends in about 25 minutes.
Uh-oh. Steam call out.
Seriously.
Steam call out.
Yes. They actually had an encore day, call out day. The whole thing ends in about 24 to 35 right now. So, yeah, you want it, you best get over there. Otherwise, you're going to be out of luck.
Go on, get it. Okay, anyway.
Go ahead.
All right, so.
Get it. Okay.
No, ma'am. And I'm sorry, some of you cannot connect to the chat room. That is not us. That is Twitch. They're having some issues today. I have no idea why. But on another note, Xbox One, if you were wondering, from the news on the digital streets, is it will record only the last 5 minutes of your gameplay. Okay? I don't know why. Okay, you know how they were saying that it was going to allow you to share your gameplay with your friends via video, which I'm not quite understanding because you could just throw Twitch on there and make it work, or you could record your whole game if you wanted. But hey, what do I know? Neil Brown was heard to say when he was at Develop Brighton last week that the last 5 to 7 minutes of your gameplay will be recorded, and Sony has now that's from Sony, Neil Brown from Sony, and Sony has now told Eurogamer that Brown corrected himself when he was asked by an attendee after the session concluded, and that his script had read several. He didn't mean to say seven. So Xbox One is able to automatically record the last 5 minutes of your gameplay, which is less time than Sony. Microsoft Studios creative director Ken Loeb detailed the exact amount when he was at San Diego Comic-Con, which went on this weekend, and I was very upset that I could barely see some of the costumes because they were awesome. I'm sorry, I'm all off on Comic-Con. I went off on a tangent. Woo! Comic-Con is lovely. Comic-Con is so lovely. Okay, so Loeb said that one of Xbox One's game DVR features named Project Upload is that it'll record the last 5 minutes of any game you're playing, and it's always being stored on your hard drive, which I don't like. I don't want it to auto-do anything. I need it to record when I say so. Like PlayStation 4, you'll be able to edit that footage on the fly. You can add titles and a voiceover and extra footage recorded using your Kinect. For times when you cannot stop playing, such as in the middle of an online session, Microsoft will allow you to capture and immediately save the last 30 seconds of your gameplay for editing for later. So say you're playing online, Loeb said it, and you just did the best thing ever. You can't pause as you're playing online. You can say, Xbox, record that, and it'll grab the last 30 seconds of gameplay for you to play around with it later. Isn't that like a constantly running recording stream, and couldn't that cause some lag? Oh, man, I see some potential issues. I hope y'all got that worked out. Anyway, but Xbox...
there's going to be issues.
Ooh, this could be horrid. Both Xbox One and PlayStation will also let you stream your gameplay online, which should allow for unlimited lengths of gameplay to be captured. Those looking for a method of editing longer amounts of footage could presumably rip the online version of this and then edit it via your PC. Okay, so you can do longer. But it's still... Oh, man. I see some bad things.
Yeah, there's gonna be some serious trouble going on. Yes,
ooh,
ma'am.
I hope they've got it worked out. Microsoft, I don't want you to fail. I really don't. I really, really don't want you to fail. We do like you. You hold good parties and things. We want you to continue to do so.
I'm actually like really, really annoyed at Microsoft. I used to be like a Microsoft supporter, absolutely be like, I love Microsoft. They're awesome, right? Yes, I was a fangirl of Microsoft. lately I'm just kind of like, they kind of did to me what Final Fantasy did to me. And y'all know, if you've been listening to the show, you know my relationship with Final Fantasy is on the rocks. I mean, seriously. They're going to try to have to win me back. They're going to have to try to win me back with this new re-release of their MMO, their last MMO, because let me tell you, it was just horrible. But that's what Microsoft is to me right now. We're kind of like, I don't know, dude. You better do something spectacular to make me come be a fangirl again, because I ain't feeling it no more.
Oh, wait. I has hot and fresh news from EA. Well, it's EA Europe who actually likes us. You FIFA people. Y'all, serious business. FIFA 14, while FIFA 13 is still in the charts, mind you, and FIFA 11 is sometimes still in the charts. We got to get our hands on one of these. I don't know what it is about the FIFA. I keep saying that every week. You get to create your own.
I don't even want it.
Mm-mm. I want to see what the hullabaloo is about. And yes, I said hullabaloo. Create your own unique squad. It is. You can create your own unique squad to play your style of football. Ultimate customization is possible with all new chemistry styles that make every player and every team unique. Like real-world football, chemistry influences a player's performance, so building ideal chemistry within a squad enables teams to perform at its best. Each chemistry style has a unique effect on the way players perform by enhancing different player attributes. There's a variety of different styles that can be applied at every position. After crafting your squad, you'll be able to test their talents in the popular Seasons mode, now expanded to 10 divisions, or in online single-game tournaments. Plus, new streamlined search filters will help target coveted players in the transfer market as fans reshape their teams based on the real-world performances of their favorite players. I am kind of interested. You said crafting players. What else can I do with him? Can I make David Beckham and then create a me that he can marry? So long as he don't talk.
And have little beautiful babies.
I just don't want him to talk. Anybody else hate David Beckham's voice? He's just gorgeous when he's standing there.
I love it.
I hate his voice. I don't want him to talk. Stand there and look pretty, David.
I don't know why. I just like his voice.
David needs to be quiet.
I guess I'm weird.
I don't like his voice. He starts talking. I just want to put something in his mouth. I won't say what.
Oh, my gosh. Star Wars. I'm trying to just scoot on past that without making a comment because you know what I was thinking. Scoot on past it. Woo! I was playing Star Wars the other night, and I was in this cutscene. I was listening to this person talk. I forget who it was, but I'm like, who is this person? I know this voice. Where do I know this voice from? And then it hit me. Fenris from Dragon Age 2, his voice is in Star Wars, and I immediately fell in love with this character. I was like, I want a romance with you. Unfortunately, it's not one of my companions. Otherwise, it would be romance going on.
You can romance? You didn't tell me that. You know I'm all down for some digital romance. Just to see what I can do.
Yes, girl, you can romance your companions. It's not as fun as Dragon Age because you don't have as much interaction with the companions, and it really doesn't make that much difference, which I wish they would invest more time in that particular aspect for those of us who like storyline. But for storyline, Star Wars, hands down, one of the best games for storyline I have ever seen. I'm not even joking. The class storylines are amazing. I can play it over and over again, choose different choices, have different outcomes. And then the people from the storylines, you're not just done with them whenever the quest is over. Sometimes they'll mail you updates. Like if you make a choice, they'll mail you an update and say how that choice affected what's going on. So, love it. I love it.
I like interaction.
I'm a Star Wars fangirl.
Yes, you are. I can
see it. It's wonderful.
That. I can see that.
Yeah, I'm a Star Wars fangirl. I know. Okay, I actually have one. It's kind of a short one, so we'll be good to go. We all know that there's a lawsuit against the NCAA and the NCAA has a lawsuit against EA. I said that wrong. Six current college players have actually joined this lawsuit. Okay. Here we go. Six current college football players have been added as plaintiffs to the antitrust lawsuit that claims the NCAA owes billions of dollars. Yes, I had to say it like that. I had my little pinky up in my mouth.
That's right.
I did. Billions of dollars to former players for allowing their likenesses to be used without compensation in games made by Electronic Arts. Former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon is the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit, which has been joined by 16 former college athletes. Basketball Hall of Famers Bill Russell and Oscar Robertson previously joined the lawsuit. Vanderbilt linebacker Chase Garnham, Clemson cornerback Darius Robinson, Arizona linebacker Jake Fisher, and kicker Jake Smith, and Minnesota tight end Moses Alapate and wide receiver Alapate, whatever, and wide receiver Victor Keist have signed on to the lawsuit. Currently, a judge is considering turning the lawsuit into a full-fledged class action lawsuit. The NCAA announced this week that it would no longer allow EA to use its name and logo in video games after its current licensing agreement expired in June of 2014. So EA is in a heap o' trouble. Heap o' trouble.
Huge heap o' trouble.
I personally think they just need to, yes, they need to just settle this out of court for real, because they are going to lose so much money.
They're going to fail so hard.
Heap o' trouble. Yes.
That is...
super fail.
I still don't understand in what universe was this okay for all this time. It always seems to me as soon as you started using people's real faces and names, you should have been offering them some money. You're making money off of them.
Absolutely.
It's not like you were using it and saying, okay, all the money's going to charity, and I'm sure they'd been like, oh, well, thanks, you know. But you were using their faces. Why?
I guess maybe they just assumed that they'd be happy with the publicity. But, dude, no, you're making money off of their likenesses. They're going to want to cut.
Well, you also have to look at this, too. What if said football, basketball, baseball player broke their leg, you know, right after? This would be a good extra income for them. That doesn't help them. Their face is all over
something.
It was a bad idea. EA, stop it.
Really,
I'm surprised they let it go on.
Whoever came up with this, whoever came up with this, you did something stupid. I have one more. Can I?
Please do.
Okay. We all know that the Edward Snowden. Well, I don't know if you know his name, but for those of you who don't know, Edward Snowden is actually the person who leaked that the NSA was doing some foul stuff. Apparently, someone has decided to nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize. That's right.
What?
And I cannot pronounce it. Yes. I don't – now, I'm not sure if I like what he did or not. Again, we had this conversation before, but I definitely know this is not qualify him for a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, Nobel Peace Prize, come on. That's for people who have made leaps and bounds in diplomacy or in science, anything to better humanity as a whole. This didn't better humanity as a whole. I mean, let me just move on. Stefan, I cannot pronounce his last name. It's just going to be Stefan to me. Is a professor of sociology at Stefan Smith, because I cannot pronounce your Svalfors, whatever your name is. A professor of sociology at Umeå University has submitted former NSA contractor Edward Snowden as his pick for the Nobel Peace Prize. Recently, he sent a letter to the Norwegian Nobel Committee nominating Snowden because of his leaks on several secret NSA surveillance programs being run in the U.S. and in Europe. In a letter addressed to the Norwegian Nobel Committee and published in Swedish newspaper, Västerbottens Kuriren or something? Yeah, I don't know.
That's
Professor Stefan Smith. There's das gut. That's German. That's not Swedish. That's German. Professor Stefan whatever nominated Snowden for his heroic effort at great personal cost in exposing the NSA's various spying programs and data collection activities. He says that Snowden helped to make the world a little bit better and safer. Now, here's a quote for you. It would show its willingness to stand up in defense of civil liberties and human rights, even when such events could be viewed with disfavor by the world's dominant military power. This gesture of goodwill towards Snowden may be a little too late for this year's prize because the deadline for submissions is February 1st. Between the months of March and August, the advisors review the shortlist of candidates, with the annual prize being awarded in December. The Nobel Peace Prize was started in 1901 and has been awarded to 100 individuals and 24 organizations to date. Again, I do not think, even if I fully agreed with what Edward Snowden did, I do not think this qualifies him for a Nobel Peace Prize. This should go to people who, for example, it has gone to people who found cures for various diseases, who made such great strides in diplomacy. I think it went to I can't remember her name, but she did such great strides for women equality all over the world. This is what the Nobel Peace Prize is about. It's not about tattling on somebody or tattling even on a government.
Well,
even
you know what?
If,
it's not the tattling. It's not the tattling. It's the when he tattled. I'm going to break this down, especially for my girls.
Yeah.
This is like
your best friend
found out that your boyfriend was cheating, and they didn't tell you the second they found out. They waited a year.
Yes.
And then they told you after, you know, he's used up all your money, he's been giving the girl your jewelry, when mm-hmm. instead, Edward, what you should have done was the very second you saw this happen, walked out and went straight to the press and said, this is what they're planning to do. Not, yes. this is what they've been doing. I think that's what's kind of throwing everybody for a loop. You actually sat there, you made the money off of it, you didn't say anything, and then all of a sudden you grew a conscience, and then you ran, and then wanted to tell everybody. You should have walked out that very day and been like, I can't even be a party to this. You've been involved. At least for me, that's what I'm looking at. Why
exactly.
I can't come down on your side. You still were a part of everything, and you were spying too, and probably looking at chicks dancing around on the Connect naked.
But yeah. And even if he had come out that very second and said, this is what's going on, that still, in my mind, does not qualify him for a Nobel Peace Prize.
No,
then this really pisses me off, because the Nobel Peace Prize is something that, especially being of more scientific mind, this is what scientists strive for. Like, I would love to find the cure for something and be able to – right, and writers too, yes, and diplomats and everybody. This is what they strive for. This is like the ultimate kind of recognition that you have done something great for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Tattling on the NSA, that didn't do anything great for the world as a whole. And I can see how this particular professor might be like, well, it's an example. Well, a lot of things could be seen as an example of something, but you don't see everyone getting nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize because they were a, quote, example. I don't think so at all. Let me come down, because I'm, you know, obviously upset about that. Whew, I'm good.
Here's the only thing that bothers me about what's going on with Edward Snowden is we have a sect of the populace that have no idea what he did, and they're angry that he said something. They think he what was it? I told you the stupid person. I said this last week. The stupid person that I was talking to. Yes, I'm calling you stupid again. Thought there was some other reason for Edward Snowden. So I'm happy he did what he did. I wish he'd done it sooner. And most assuredly, no, he does not need a Nobel Peace Prize. He didn't bring peace. He caused a whole lot of upheaval, which we understand had to be done. But do it at the beginning. You don't wait until you've been sitting there eating and living fat off of what was going on and then say, I think I'll say something now. I think I'll tell everybody what's going on now, after I've made my money, enough for me to be able to run. We would have protected you, Edward.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you know what?
We'd have had your back.
Yeah, look what I pictured in my head, because I watched flipping, what's that movie with the Edward the Vampire thing? I watched that last night. Ugh. You know the one
Twilight?
I'm talking about? Yes, I watched Twilight last night. Why did I watch Twilight? Don't even know. Well, I didn't actually watch it. I was listening to Twilight because I couldn't see. Yeah, that was not fun. Okay, so it's time for some charts, actually, because we got just a few minutes left. Ah-ha-ha, top 10. What were you all playing over the weekend if you were not all over the Steam sale, which you have very little time left to get involved in? Coming in at number 10, Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. And it's a long fall from the...
Of course.
Yes, of course. It's a long fall from the top there, FIFA, because it's FIFA 13. No, I was talking about 14 earlier. This is FIFA 13. Fell from its top three spot that it's been in for the last year and a half to number 9, FIFA 13 from EA. Number 9? I'm sorry, number 8. Some of you are still playing this. So am I. The Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, the Legendary Edition, which you could have gotten off of Steam.
Nice.
Yeah, from Bethesda Softworks. I heard somebody say Bethesda in the Bourne Supremacy, whatever movie I was watching over the weekend or listening to, and I thought games immediately. Gamer. Coming in at number 7, Max mm-hmm. Payne 3 from Take-Two Interactive. Or just Take-Two now. Sorry, they're not Interactive anymore. Number 6, Far Cry 3 from Ubisoft. Mm. Coming in at number 5, Dynasty Warriors 8 from Tecmo Koei Europe. Number 4, something I'm still grappling with whether or not I should get. I'm not ready yet. Animal Crossing New Leaf from Nintendo. I can't. I want it so bad. When I said it, my
what
arm
is with you?
You have to play.
What is with you in Animal Crossing?
You play it one time and tell me you're not addicted. One time, no, once. I just dare you to play it. I'll give you an hour to play, and you come back and tell me you don't want it after you play it. You will. I promise you. Coming in at number 3, Mario and Luigi Dream Team Brothers. From Nintendo as well. Number 2, Baby Natrix, are you listening? She's not on Skype, so she's not listening. Minecraft Xbox 360 edition from Microsoft. Stop it, baby.
That is all her. She did it.
All by herself. And coming in at number one, The Last of Us from Sony Computer Entertainment. Woo-hoo! Go, Naughty Dogs. Y'all a bunch of naughty, naughty dogs over there. Very naughty over there. Very naughty.
So naughty.
Yeah, we got one time.
You know, we like you like that.
We got just a little bit of time to fit another one in. You got one more there, ma'am? Got one more in you?
I do, actually. I got one real quick when you ready? Apparently, the video games industry sales dropped by 15% in June. Here we go. June was not a very good month for the video games industry, according to the latest figures from research firm NPD Group. The NPD Group's June 2013 sales report for U.S. retail reveals a 15% year-over-year decline compared to June 2012. The industry raked in $593.3 million, down from $700 million in June 2012. The number is at least better than May's total of $386.3 million. Hardware sales fell 30% to $142 million. Hardware numbers for June do not count pre-orders for next-gen consoles. Nintendo's 3DS was the best-selling device in June, of course, with a 40% increase from last year. Nintendo sold 225,000 units during the month of June. Go ahead, Nintendo. The accessories category fell 9% to $155.2 million, while overall software sales fell 14% to $313.8 million. The Last of Us for PS3 took the top spot, so that's all over the place, The Last of Us. The Last of Us was also the third highest game to launch during the month of June since NPD began tracking sales in 1995.
Daggum. Wow.
Oh, and Corey, listen up. Listen up. The new Animal Crossing also had a strong showing in June. According to Nintendo, Animal Crossing New Leaf has moved over 505,000 units since launch, if digital sales numbers are included. So you're missing something with animal sales. Yep. And it also gives the top 10 you just went over. Actually, I can do a top 10 real quick. The top 10 selling games in June were at number 10, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon for 3DS. Number 9 is Battlefield 3, which is on the PC, PS3, and the Xbox 360. Number 8 is Deadpool, which you can find on the PS3 and the Xbox 360. Number 7, Donkey Kong Country Returns on the 3DS and the Wii. The next one, at number 6, is Injustice Gods Among Us, which
is
on the PS3. Have not played it. And the Xbox 360. Number 5, NBA 2K13, which is located on everything, apparently. And number 4, Call of Duty Black Ops 2. God, you guys love your COD, dude. Man.
Way too much.
Number 3, Baby Natrix, Minecraft is at number 3 for top-selling games in June. And number 2, Animal Crossing New Leaf. And, of course, the number 1 top-selling game for June was Last of Us on PS3. Yeah.
What is with the Call of Duty?
You are missing something with that Animal Crossing.
I already know. I told you Trixie keeps teasing me. Talking about, I got a code and my town is open. Oh, stop. See, that's what you don't know either. When you have your own Animal Crossing town, your friends can come and visit. So I just want you to get it so I can come and just dig up all your trees and your flowers and leave you little presents outside your house. And I remember.
You are me.
I remember.
I want you in my town.
I remember my significant other and leaving my town open while I slept, and I came in, and she had planted flowers all around my house for me. Isn't that sweet? All kinds of.
Now, that's what I would do for you. I would be all sweet to you, and you'd be up there digging up my stuff.
Dude, you cannot let me in your town if you're my friend and expect to wake up and find your stuff. I've chopped down all your trees.
Yes.
I bought up all the stuff in your store. There's nothing for you to buy, to eat. I put all my clothes for sale in your store. See, that's what you do in Animal Crossing. You can make your own clothes to sell, and then the animals, you see them walking around wearing your clothes. And if they move, they take your stuff with them. So when they go to somebody else's town that doesn't even know you, and they go to somebody random, somebody with another 3DS randomly, not just your friends. So Nintendo has some of that community aspect down, but it's very random and kind of crazy. So we just got to get them to rein it in just a little bit. And I need their friend codes to be a little bit shorter. Just a little bit shorter. Because they're like 15. All right.
Now I'm interested.
Yes.
Now I'm interested. You have got me interested.
It's fun. And
if anybody has an Animal Crossing code, Send it to me. I'll play.
Well, no, you have to get the game. And, you know, we can't do it with our original Wii because there's no more Wii store. So we have to wait. But it's coming. It's coming. All right. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to go. Holla at y'all players tomorrow.
Get your game. We'll be here.
We'll be here. I got something I want to talk about and I can't share because I've been gagged. Ooh, sorry, y'all.